Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mr. Bob Ryan, Pablo Torre, Courtney Cronin, Clinton Yates. College football is back. Utah scored on their first play from scrimmage. And Florida has two number threes on the field at the same time.
Number threes on the field for the Florida team.
If you got two number threes, you've got none. A week one preview extravaganza, and also Dodgers in Atlanta. Betts versus Acuna this weekend. Let's go. Last night was a perfect start to this perfect series that I hope we get in October. We'll get to all that in a moment. We start with news of the moment. Conference realignment. ACC voting today to invite Stanford, Cal, and SMU into conference. That's the Atlantic Coast Conference with Palo Alto, Berkeley, and Dallas. That's an 18-team ACC right now. Anyone know how many teams are currently in the Pac-12?
Los dos.
Two. Yes, I heard it from everybody. Two. Clinton Yates, around the horn to you. Is there any way this could work? And what did conference realignment just become?
My first reaction is, thanks. I hate it. It's stupid, it's inhumane, and it is obvious to everybody involved. I want to give a quick shout out to the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina who voted against this move, and they said flat out, this does not make sense for us, which is what it comes down to for everybody. You can get over the notions of geographical alignments for the purposes of your feelings about things, but in terms of actual logistics, this is ridiculous for every team playing that is not a football team. The fact that we have to kowtow to the thirst, to quench the thirst of greed for that particular sport is embarrassing. People who play baseball, who play softball, soccer, on down the line, you don't want to have to be a family member going to see a player on a Tuesday in Piscataway if you're in California. None of this makes sense, and frankly, I hope it fails. It doesn't make sense, and I don't like it at all. Simple as that.
Tell us how you really feel. Mr. Bob Ryan, I'll bring you in here on conference realignment. Is there any way this could work?
Okay, well, they'll declare victory no matter what. So the answer is, doesn't matter. However it transpires, that the people in power would declare victory. Hey, here's what's going on. Football hijacked the ACC years ago. Football hijacked the Big East. Football. The time has come for an idea that I haven't been touting, but I totally subscribe to. Football must separate itself from all the other sports. They can do whatever they want with football, but everybody else is allowed to join any and realign themselves in geographically sensible conferences. And Clinton alluded to the impossibility of it working for all the other sports and all the minor and all the non-revenue sports, particularly. The presidents are the ones you have to blame here. Not the ADs, not the coaches, not the players. Nobody wants this. The presidents are doing this because of the money. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And this is absolutely ludicrous. If someone told you 5 years ago we would come to this, you would laugh. It can't be, because these presidents would never let it happen. Well, guess what?
I'm sensing a trend here in this discussion. But Pablo Torre, I'll ask you this. Is there any way this can work?
Yeah, I mean, financially, I get why the presidents are making this call. And Bob snuck in an adjective there, which is the key to the story. He referred to the non-football sports as non-revenue sports. That is not a superficial distinction. Football is where the majority of revenue is coming. So I don't like it for the reasons that you guys said, but I get why the presidents of all these universities are seeing a mushroom cloud on the horizon and running to whatever apocalypse bunker they can get to. And in this case, it's the ACC. And they're doing it, Tony, to a level of desperation that involves SMU, for instance, taking no money in TV rights fees over the first 7 to 9 years. And for Stanford, they're taking a discount themselves. They just want in. It's like when you go knock on a door of a house in a zombie movie and they're like, we don't want to let you in, but what can you give us? And they're saying, well, we bring you media markets, right? West Coast footprint, Dallas for SMU. We got fans and boosters. Is that enough? And they got to sneak in because they're desperate, because they know the financial apocalypse, a super league, is probably on the horizon, as Bob was prophesying.
But has that even worked, the naked grab for markets? I'll give the example that Clinton alluded to before. Piscataway, New Jersey, Rutgers into the Big Ten. Has that worked for either of the two participants here? Courtney Cronin, just think on that and tell me, is there any way this could work?
Can I just talk about the fact that there are two teams remaining in the Pac-12,
okay,
thing that you brought up at the beginning of this? Because I think I'm the only one who cares about Washington State and Oregon State and what's going to happen with them. When there was a much happier time when there were four teams remaining in the Pac-12, Washington State's president was just oozing optimism. Let's rebuild the conference. Well, that didn't work because Cal and Stanford just bolted. And it looks right now like their path and Oregon State's path is the only path that's going to work out is going to the Mountain West, because the AAC, which lost SMU earlier today, all but shut the door on them, those two schools joining that conference. This is really tricky, Tony, because when you think about the payouts to these schools, it's already decreased down to about $37 million for Washington State and Oregon State. Oregon State has a $162 million football stadium that is still being constructed. They were expecting the Pac-12 to help them pay that off. Right now, the media rights deal, the payouts for Mountain West teams, $6.6 million. So that's a big beaver dam that looks like it's about to overflow out in Oregon.
Clinton Yates, back in.
You can give the presidents a pass on this, Pablo, but the bottom line is that nobody asked the actual people involved in doing this, the athletes who will have to be crisscrossing the country on flights constantly, doing homework in a Sparrows in an airport or whatever,
sure,
because they don't care about what these athletes have to put their bodies through in order to make them top dollar. It simply does not work from a practicality standpoint, and it is so clear to me that nobody cares about the actual people doing and playing the actual games in this situation. It's embarrassing.
Clinton Yates on fire today. Pablo Torre, last word after the horn.
Yeah, look, we can criticize college sports on every possible level. The athletes not being paid, college sports not even being about colleges anymore. I just am numb to the idea that the people running the sport are following money. The question is, will this make them more money? If that is the logic, I get why this is the best move they have available. They're playing the longest game possible in light of the apocalypse coming of realignment.
All right, Bob Ryan, last word.
I don't want to hear the phrase student athlete ever again.
That'll be the last word. Well done.
Yeah.
We'll move on. Football now. College. Let me hear you say it. College.
College.
Let me hear the four hit it.
College.
College. Week one. Here's the schedule. Looking for the game of the weekend, LSU, Florida State jumps out. Both preseason top 10. Jaden Daniels and Jordan Travis, the respective QBs here, they have hype machines attached to their season. Colorado TCU also on schedule this week. Deion Sanders debut and the new Buffaloes. Anybody know what the final number is for new Buffaloes on this team this year?
51.
Just 80.
Not even close, Pablo. 86. Clinton was the closest without going
what?
Over. You can nominate those games or any other game at your own risk. Courtney Cronin, what's the game of the weekend, week one?
The only matchup pitting two top 10 teams together, and we have to wait 24 hours after tomorrow to get there with LSU and Florida State. When these two teams played to open up the 2022 season, it was electric. And we know that the path for both of those teams went far into the expectations that now carry into this season, where you've got two teams that are easily going to be in the CFP mix throughout this season. But one loss here for Florida State kind of complicates things. They'd have to run the table. And of course, with Alabama and Georgia being in LSU's conference, that would make things tricky too. They'd probably get in as a two-loss team. Nonetheless, FSU is ready to take the crown from Clemson in the ACC. I'm excited to see them get off to a start doing that.
All right, make a pick right here. You think they get off to the start?
I do. I think the line's -2.5 for Florida State, so I've got Florida State in this game.
Now you're a tout. I like that. Courtney Cronin, Clinton Yates, how about you?
It's got to be Colorado and TCU for me. I mean, just structurally from the standpoint of what that team is, a coach coming up from a lower division, totally turning over the roster, selling out a spring game, for goodness sakes, and then they're also moving conferences as well, by the by, in case you weren't wondering what was going on. And then on top of that, it's Deion Sanders who's coaching the team. I'm sorry. This is the biggest deal to me in college football this week alone, because you got to see, is there any chance this is going to work? He's been talking a big game. He brings a big game. He said, I don't need to adjust the Boulder. Boulder needs to adjust to me. If you get blown out by 50 points in the first game by a team that was in the national title last year, that plan doesn't look so good. All eyes on Colorado.
Boulder, for me. Between Boulder and a hard place. Bob Ryan, number one game this week and in week one.
There was only one game for we neutrals. Everybody else is tied for second place. Plenty of time for serious football discussion. Tomorrow is the show. It is TCU. It's the schedule date that I had emblazoned in my head since June, September 2nd. It's not, come on, let's get serious. There's only one game of interest that, because everything else is just football. This is beyond that.
Okay, and Pablo Torre.
Yeah, I'm going to co-sign. The 51 number, by the way, was the number of transfers, a record. Of course, freshmen and all that make it into the 80s,
Colorado,
as you said. The reality of the experiment, though, Tony, right? Deion Sanders is on pace per every betting line to get blown out by 20-something. Deion Sanders has my curiosity. He does not yet have my attention. And the question is, can he win attention when his front is being outweighed by about 50 pounds, on average, compared to TCU, yes, a championship finalist.
You got TCU big in this game, Colorado? Pablo?
TCU, man. I got TCU.
Anyone have Colorado have a chance, Bob Ryan?
No
chance. Gordy Cronin, no chance.
They won one game last year. No.
But they aren't them. You know, it's a totally new
Tony.
Team.
Right. Good teams win. Great teams cover. I'm looking for the Buffs.
Okay. Look at the scores after that conference realignment. You know, I'm not, speaking of realignments, I'm not insulted as a sports fan. I'm insulted as a reality, is what it comes down to. Realignment.
By yourself.
Yeah, that autocomplete.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Tough these days.
That's terrible. Get your Borgs ready, kids.
Borgs. So go live.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Dodgers Atlanta, this series. This is a blackout rage gallon of a series that we got going on right here. And Ronald Acuña Jr., here we go. Talk about doing it all. Grand slam to give him 30-60 for the season. 30 home runs, 60 stolen bases. Never done before in baseball history. Would we agree baseball has a long history of stat keeping? Never done before. But he didn't just do that, you know. It's a win over LA, who's been equatorially hot in the month of August. And he got married morning of. So, yes, Ronald Acuña Jr. doing it all. Bob, let me look at your all-time record book. 30-60, is that an all-time baseball number for you?
Well, it's you know, we live in a world where people are paying homage to these statistical occurrences and they're artificially, and it goes, starting with the triple-double, you know? I mean, and basketball, okay? Here's the thing about this 30-60. The 60, you have to put an asterisk because the stolen bases had such a weird history in baseball, going as far back as 1950 when Dominic DiMaggio led the American League with 15, and then going up through the time when with the likes of Lou Brock and Maury Wilson and Henderson breaking through the 100 barrier, and even up to last year, the stolen base was devalued by the statistical nerds, and suddenly it's in vogue because of the new rule you can't throw the ball over to first base more than three times. So, okay, point is, congratulations. It's about power, speed, but the actual numbers, no, they don't matter.
I thought you would celebrate this. Pablo Torre, 30-60. Is it an all-time mark?
As someone who resembles the statistical nerd who was insulted in the previous answer, I do take umbrage at this. I will note that, yes, the stolen base has had an uneven history throughout the long history of baseball, but that's exactly why I'm not going to asterisk it, because there are too many things to asterisk. The question I have is, what do we need to actually flag as so singularly unfair that we need to qualify it differently? This, to me, Tony, is just an amazing feat. I'm numb to no-hitters, perfect games, but 30 homers and 60 steals? Yes, I'll take that
one, please. Cronin.
He's the first player to ever do it, so asterisk or not, it's incredibly impressive. And his pace right now, he's on pace to steal 76 of those bases and hit 40 home runs. When this comes into the MVP conversation, we're talking about Ronald Acuna Jr. and Mookie Betts. Yes, Mookie has the positional versatility, but as Bob mentioned, that power-speed combination, unless he falls off a cliff, Ronald Acuna is the MVP in Major League Baseball.
There was a banned phrase in there from Courtney, but... got points for the argument. Clinton Yates, how about you?
Yeah, the number is fun, but Bob, that rule was changed in order to make the game more exciting, and that is embodied in Acuna's game. He doesn't just have that many stolen bases. He leads the league in the most important stat there is, runs scored, which is what matters to me in terms of how he
plays. And he's your MVP, Clinton Yates?
I think so. It's tough because Mookie's got so many different positions. Mookie is more valuable, but Acuna's had a better season as far as outstanding is concerned.
And that's how you vote for your MVP. Outstanding. Bob, I recognize there are stats that we keep on a Tuesday afternoon. Who had the most two-out hits? But this isn't that. This is stolen bases. Ty Cobb stole bases. Yeah, this is home runs. Babe Ruth had home runs.
Let me remind you that if Willie Mays were playing today, we would be having him in this discussion. They didn't run. The game was differently played. That man would have a 46
last word.
Promise.
I, for one, as a panelist on this specific program, love statistics, no matter how made up they may be.
I resemble that remark. Saying. We'll move on. 9 days from week one Sunday, Rams-Seahawks. Will L.A. have Cooper Kupp? Hamstring injury setback this week at practice. Sean McVay says he's day-to-day. Sidebar, if your fantasy commissioner is drafting in August, you need a new fantasy commissioner. Kupp, Jonathan Taylor, just killing owners this week before season starts. The other story for this LA team this week was surrounding Matthew Stafford, his wife, Kelly Stafford, on her podcast, saying he's not gelling with his younger teammates. They're calling him sir. She has apologized for airing that. Court, my question is whether these are minor hiccups or major red flags with this team. What do you buy, what do you sell with the Rams start to the season?
Kelly Stafford knows better. Her husband has been in the league for more than a decade. So to go out and air this was not just an oopsie. This was a major misjudgment by her. So, but when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams and the injury to Cooper Kupp, look, we know that this team is not set up to do anything this year. If they win 5 wins, I will be pleasantly surprised. But what I think this ends up foreshadowing is that by the deadline, they might be in position to field calls from teams looking for a Cooper Kupp, potentially looking for a Matthew Stafford or a very expensive Aaron Donald.
So you can foresee a place where they blow it up midseason at the trade deadline.
I can, because they're already blowing it up in anticipation of trying to get their cap and everything else healthy for next year.
That would be some enormous names at the trade deadline that we never see. Clinton Yates.
Yeah, expectations are low for the Rams out here in Los Angeles, but I do think as far as Kelly Stafford is concerned, what she's addressing, whether it's on a podcast or anywhere else, is a real actual problem. If Matt Stafford can't connect to his team, that's an issue for the offense, and hello, if Cooper Kupp can't get on the field, or as Coach said, can't perform to the level that he wants, yeah, you've got an issue. So it might have been untoward in terms of media, but that's a very real concern in that locker room, and they are not going to
get on
that.
Well, we all know how good Cooper Kupp is and at his best, and you know, we wish him well and all that stuff. But look, it's a nice discussion for people in L.A. I can understand that. Fact of the matter is, their window's closed. So for the rest of us out there, yawn, you know. I mean, it turns out
the secondary question, then, Bob, was it worth it? They got one Super Bowl win. They made two Super Bowls. But was it worth it?
Absolutely,
right, Pablo Torres?
Yeah, sure it was.
That's what I was going to say. If I'm Matt Stafford. Bob, if I'm Matt Stafford, I am bringing my my Lombardi trophy onto the press conference dais every single time. Look what I got you. Yes, call me Yes Chef. I demand to be said Yes Chef everywhere in the locker room.
That's the last word for Pablo Torre and Bob Ryan today. Courtney Cronin and Clint Yates, pop that hoodie. Let's see what you're wearing today. Robinson.
Jackie, you know who he is.
42
Jack
points
Roosevelt
for Yates.
Robinson.
42 points. How about your host here, Clinton? Go down.
Good job there, Tone. I like it.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Minnesota's comeback win versus Nebraska last night included a clinic on route running here by Daniel Jackson. Look at this. And then he takes advantage of that college rule. You only need 1 foot down. So he tippy-toe. Great catch. But they needed more than that. They needed a field goal here. There was a walk-off field goal. And who else was on the call but Gus Johnson, because that's how college football needs to start their season. Let me ask, what were you more impressed with, Clinton? The catch or the foot in or the route?
The route was great. The catch was even better. And you know why? Shout out to the Gophers equipment team, because they were wearing white cleats, which made that much more obvious on the grab. Well done,
I
my
didn't
man.
Consider that. Yeah,
the toe drag at the end was absolutely phenomenal, but that was route running precision. Not a well-thrown ball, but the ability to make that DB bite and send him 6 feet under and finish that with a touchdown. Why?
Not a well-thrown ball. I mean, the ball was exactly where it needed to be for him to make the great catch. Showdown 2, Utah rolling Florida. Lots of pieces to see here. Utah looking good without Cam Rising to start the season. Top 20 team getting that first win. But also scoring on the first play of the game from offense. And then my favorite, I mean, this is early in the season, I get it. But my favorite highlight of this game was that Florida was penalized for two number threes on the field at the same time. So, Courtney, what stood out most?
Yeah, it's that fourth and three punt that Utah was able to extend because of the equipment malfunction. You know what would help that situation? If they had an actual special teams coach. You know why they don't? Because they decided to have two O-line coaches instead.
Clint Yates.
On Florida's website, Napier's bio says that he established a new culture that emphasizes teamwork, toughness, and discipline. None of those things happened yesterday between all of this stuff. Not a good start for your second season, Napier. It's going to be a tough one in Gainesville.
Clinton Yates, this was a rage, like a rage gallon of a show today. You better name your board in FaceTime.
You know who's having the most fun in Queens this week at the U.S. Open? That would be one Jimmy Butler, who has shown up and just had a blast. He's a huge bit guy, and he's always down for a fun time. He's been supporting Coco Gauff, saying he wants her to win. He's also shown up as a ball boy and worked out with those kids who have great uniforms, by the way. We love Jimmy Butler, and he knows how to have fun at a tennis match.
Undefeated while wearing the Jackie Robinson hoodie. Pablo's show is going to launch on Tuesday. We'll see you on Tuesday. We're off Monday, a 95-and-a-half-hour break.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.